This program is part of the Infinite Potato Alliance. For more shows like this, visit our website at infinitepotato.com.
I finally watched an animated movie while I was home. I saw The Secret Life of Pets. And it was
That's a fun one.
Freaking adorable. I loved it.
Sorry. That would not have been my recommendation. If I knew that, like, I'm going to get Allie to watch an animated movie, Secret Life of Pets wouldn't have been my pick. But it's not bad.
No. Well, so they have a ride theme to it in Universal Hollywood, and the ride was so cute that we watched the movie because it closed really early.
Nice.
Yeah, I wouldn't say, you know, if you were asking what should I watch, go for that. But if you're saying you are watching it, it was fun.
Anytime you need a list of animated films to watch in your downtime, bless you, Allie, you know who to call.
I do with that.
Hey honey, who's that dude who makes high clues? A game show rules that'll stump Doctor Who. The same one comes to mind, that's a rare find. With questions that's designed to intertwine your mind. It's that captain, game show, never the same flow. Winners on the menu, but it's never the same goal. Just funning with some friends who end up contestants. Keeping them guessing in this 3-round session. I confess, it's the best thing that's not on TV. Transform pop culture into social graffiti. It's me, the DB, the hip-hop advocate. They asked for a theme song, so I took a stab at it. Crafted it like magic and handled till it's done. Flame broad like steak, discovered an A1 with the size of a whole cosmic potato. We could get down if you're willing and able, but you gotta be quick with it and quick with it. Improv on demand, the host gets sick with it. Trust me, there's no need for an alter ego. You know, we know, it's just Captain Game Show.
I bid thee welcome, dear pod people, to another episode of Captain Game Show. And I think I speak for everyone here when I say, if building the first airplane is wrong, I don't want to be right. Let's meet our guests. Virginia.
Hello.
Allie.
Good evening.
And Rick.
Good morrow, gentles all.
This episode of Captain Game Show, the trivia wordplay podcast of the Infinite Potato Alliance, will, as most episodes of Captain Game Show, the aforementioned trivia wordplay podcast of the Infinite Potato Alliance, do, feature 3 rounds of trivia and or wordplay and 1 round of intermission improv. I'll explain the rules to each of our bevy of games before the players play. And usually, but not necessarily, if someone gets a question wrong, I'll open it up to steal for the other players. More often than not, I'll open it up to steal to the other players. As always, I am the arbiter of all points, bestower of all boons and punishments. Kissing up does not help you, but do not piss me off. Does anyone have any questions before we begin? Nope. Well done. Good job not pissing me off, guys. 1 point each. Round one. I call this game Alpha Beta. Fight. I know that I just said that I would explain the rules to each game before we go. Normally I do. This time I won't. There's actually not much to this game that needs explaining. It's just trivia. But the way that I've arranged these answers, if you pay attention, you will notice that you get a little extra hint with every clue. Again, no spoilers, but I will remind you that the name of the game is Alpha Beta. Fight! Virginia, we're going to start with you.
Okay.
This woman was Queen of England from 1533 to 1536 and the second wife of King Henry VIII.
Anne Boleyn.
Yes. Allie.
Yes.
The author of Oliver Twist, A Tale of Two Cities, and Great Expectations.
Charles Dickens.
Of course. Rick.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of softness, mattresses are ranked on a scale from 1 to 10. Those with a 1 or 2 are considered extra plush. Those with a 9 or 10 are this.
Extra firm.
Correct. Virginia.
Yes.
Upon reflection, the main character of this story decides that he would, in fact, consume this titular dish on a train, in the rain, on a boat, or with a goat.
Green eggs and ham?
Mm-hmm. Allie.
Yes.
This phrase is used when it's believed that someone with an intimate knowledge of a location was involved in a crime that targets that location, like when a bank employee robs their bank.
An inside job.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no?
Yeah. Oh, well. It's fine. Rick.
Yeah.
Whether it resembles gravel, sand, or wood chips, to a feline with a full bladder, it's all the same.
Kitty litter.
Yeah. The El Nova, because I realized that I'd already used that clue.
Oh, I thought it was going to be because it's like some kind of clue about Klingon landers or something.
Half point.
Kapla.
Virginia. If you're Jason Lee, star of the NBC sitcom about a lottery-winning redneck who decides to undo his bad karma, it's Earl.
Say that Rick again.
Mm-hmm. If you're Jason Lee, the star of an NBC sitcom
about a lottery... Oh, my name.
Yeah.
See, I waited.
You did. And I knew... Here's the thing. I knew you were going to say something the first time you did. Suck it up. Allie.
Mm-hmm.
The second and third words represented in the phrase SOP.
Operating procedure.
Yeah. Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Angela Bassett's role in the Black Panther films, which earned her an Oscar nomination for Wakanda Forever.
Oh, hell.
This is a tough one for the three of you in particular.
Well, I've seen them. I just.
I know. I'm sure you've all seen them. And you all know who I'm talking about. But do you know her name? Do you know her name?
No, I do not. Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, can you say it again?
Angela Bassett's role in the Black Panther films, which earned her an Oscar nomination for Wakanda Forever.
Man, I know as soon as you say it, I'm going to kick myself, but I cannot remember it.
Allie?
I don't think so. I remember her in the movie, but I don't remember what her name was.
She is Queen Ramonda.
Mm. Ramonda.
And she was freaking amazing.
She was great.
Virginia.
Yes.
This 75-year-old singer is best known as the lead singer of Aerosmith and the father of Arwen from Lord of the Rings.
Steven Tyler.
Yep. God, I feel like these are getting harder and harder.
Just the thought of Steven Tyler being 75 years old just hurts.
Suck it up. Allie.
Mm-hmm.
This answer is one word. The urban classification that Billy Joel's Girl and Bruno Mars's Funk have in common.
Rick DeSteele.
Uptown?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's just one word that doesn't have both letters. Okay, gotcha.
It's just one word. Rick.
Mm-hmm.
This 2002 National Lampoon comedy stars Ryan Reynolds as a party-loving college student.
Van Wilder.
Yeah. I never actually saw that.
Me either.
Virginia.
Yes.
This DMX hit, for the record, I don't decide which player gets which question.
Whatever.
This DMX hit was released with the 2003 film Cradle to the Grave, but has since appeared in Rick and Morty, Shameless, Euphoria, and both Deadpool films, among other things.
Like, I've seen any of those things.
Have you not seen that? Never mind. I'm not even going to.
Do you know who you're talking to?
I know. Like... I am surprised you haven't seen Deadpool, though. Even Allie's seen Deadpool.
I have seen Deadpool.
Wait, say it. You said so, you didn't say it was one word, right?
It is not one word.
Okay.
Yeah. This DMX hit was released with the 2003 film Cradle to the Grave, but has since appeared in Rick and Morty, Shameless, Euphoria, and both Deadpool films, among other things.
I got nothing.
I'm looking for the name of the DMX song.
Right. Me too. Yes. I don't know. I don't know.
Allie?
No idea.
Rick? I'm just kidding.
Extra yogurt.
That would be X gonna give it to you.
Oh, okay. Oh,
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have heard it.
I know. I know you all have. Allie.
Yep.
One word answer. In China, the last five have been rabbit, tiger, ox, rat, and pig.
Zodiac.
Incorrect.
Rick DeSteele.
Rick.
Years.
Years is correct.
Oh, I thought we were using the Y from...
I did too.
X, give it to ya.
Yeah, I did too.
Gotcha.
Yes, unfortunate. Rick, last one goes to you.
Okay.
Yeah, sure, I'll give it to you. John, I'm going to give it to you.
Wow.
In Chinese culture, pig, rat, ox, tiger, and rabbit are examples of this.
The zodiac.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. What? Round two.
Round two.
You literally make the rules.
Round two.
Round two.
Look. Just because I'm not apologizing. It's not that kind of sorry. I'm sorry, like, I'm sorry you stepped in dog poo. Sorry. It's not my fault.
Are you comparing your show to dog poo?
I'm comparing you missing that question to dog poo.
Spicy
These things
show tonight.
Happen. These things just happen. Round two.
Round two.
00 something.
Fight.
One of those games that I came up with the name before I came up with the actual game itself. And there's many different ways I could have gone with the title. I could have done a round of James Bond or a round about spies in general. But those things didn't actually occur to me. I'm a simple man with simple ways. And this game is simply words or phrases that contain a double O, two O letters next to each other. It's all very straightforward. No example. No example. You'll all be fine.
Food.
Allie.
Yes.
Oh, I guess I should say, does anyone have any questions? But it's pretty simple. Your answer will contain a double O. Allie, the socially awkward theoretical physicist of the Big Bang Theory, played by Jim Parsons.
Sheldon Cooper.
Rick, though the given name for this guitarist for Parliament Funkadelic is William Collins, everyone knows him as this.
Boo. I have no
Did you
idea.
Say boo?
I said boo. I have no idea.
That was incorrect. Open the Steel.
It's the guitarist for who?
Parliament, Funkadelic. Was also featured in the song Groove is in the Heart.
I'm running that through the lyrics of that song.
Bootsy Collins.
Oh. I thought that was a female country singer.
It is not.
I guess not.
Virginia.
Yes.
The cousin of Gomer Pyle on the Andy Griffith Show and its spinoffs.
Goober Pyle.
Mm-hmm. Allie.
Yes.
Similarly, the nephew of Scooby-Doo across various series.
Scrappy-Doo.
That's right. Rick.
Mm-hmm.
You actually probably surprisingly have the best chance of getting this one.
Not sure how to take that.
In the DC universe, this is the intergalactic teleportation device that lets characters like Darkseid appear at the worst place at the worst time.
I have no idea whatsoever that
you should take it in that of the three of you, you probably know the most about comics. Is how you should take it.
Okay, yeah, that's
will you
a
read
very
it again?
Low bar.
Mm-hmm. In the DC universe, this is the intergalactic teleportation device that lets characters like Darkseid appear at the worst place at the worst time.
I'm gonna guess, if I may.
You certainly may.
Moonbase.
No.
Okay.
Nice try, though.
Thank you.
That would be boom tubes.
You know, I almost said it was probably something stupid like Boomatron or something. And
boom tubes are awesome. I'm taking your point away. Virginia.
Yes.
In this Disney classic, Max takes a trip with his unwitting father. The dad thinks he's going on a fishing trip, but Max is all about going to see the mega music star, Powerline.
A Goofy Movie.
Yeah. Still holds up.
Mostly. It's a pretty cute movie.
Mm-hmm. Allie.
Yeah.
One of the signature appetizers of Outback Steakhouse, a large deep-fried onion cut to resemble a flower.
A bloomin' onion.
Yeah.
I just watched a YouTube video last night of somebody trying to make one in an air fryer.
I was just about to say, I swear to God, like right after you answer, I was going to be like, Allie, I'm going to assume you know how to make one of those. You do though, right?
I think I could probably recreate it in an air fryer. I'm not great with deep frying.
Yeah.
It's just there's so much oil to manage when you deep fry anything.
Air fryer's a good idea. Air fryers are a great invention. I'm all about the air fryer.
They really are.
Yeah. Rick.
Yes.
This route is the means by which Alice traveled to another bizarre world in the sequel to her Adventures in Wonderland.
The Looking Glass. Yeah. Through the Looking Glass.
I would accept either. And Virginia, last one is yours.
Yes.
Also known as table soccer, this game/piece of furniture is a staple of pool halls, rec rooms, and arcades everywhere.
Foosball.
Yeah. Virginia, I assume you know how to build one?
Of course.
There you go.
Does that get me an extra point?
Yes, and. okay. Let's see. Let me lead you in with a nice soothing metaphor. Okay, so if you consider rounds one and two, the bloomin' onion of this culinary podcast cuisine, it's time to rev up to the main course, intermission improv. Yeah.
Okay.
I call this one, normally it's like there's two big things and like a smaller things, like a rest in the middle. But actually, as I think about it, I usually often, sometimes, on occasion, save the best game for round three. So you're building up to something wonderful.
So this could be a sherbet.
I got your sherbet. Today's intermission improv, geek out.
Oh goodness.
Test your might.
Basically, for this game, I will give you a general category, and you think of how many things in that category you could name. Super simple. I have three such categories, and I'm assigning one to each of my players, but I'm not telling the players who has what thing. Scoring will go thusly. For each of these things, I have a minimum number in mind of the answers you should easily be able to collectively come up with. Every answer that you give me beyond that minimum will be counted as a point to the person to whom I've assigned that category. And again, I'm not telling you to whom which category is assigned, so it behooves everyone for everyone to contribute to every category. Put some time on the clock here. 1 second. Not 1 second. Give me 1 second while I put some time on the clock. And go. And that's time.
What?
Nothing. Okay. There is now time on the clock.
How much time did you say?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I never do. Sometimes I slip up and I do say how much time.
Oh.
Do you really want to know? Does it help?
No, I was just curious.
Okay. It's kind of a complicating scoring system, so I have to mark it differently on my notes here. Sorry.
It does not bode well.
It really does not.
It'll be fine.
No, relax.
You guys are pros. All right. Time is set. Your first category, don't start until I say go. Your first category, movies whose title includes one of the five senses. And begin.
Just the eyes of Laura Mars.
It's not a sense.
A Touch of Mink.
Okay.
What, like the sound and fury, is that, or is that?
I'll take it.
Room with a View?
Sure.
Let's see.
Scent of a Woman.
Okay.
No, that's the one I forgot.
Their eyes were watching God?
Sure.
Okay.
Horton Hears a Who. It's not a movie.
It is a movie.
Is it? Okay.
Yes. From Illumination.
Oh, well, what about like the Sound of Music?
Okay.
A Touch of Evil.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Taste.
I feel like you're making that up.
No, it's a early who's the Spanish director?
Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo del Toro. It's an early del Toro movie. It's a zombie movie that, like, there's a scene where a guy purees a zombie's head with a lawnmower.
That's lovely.
Feel the beat.
That was way more difficult than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
So it would seem.
Oh my God. I had trouble writing down all five senses to start with. And then I was like trying to go one by one and like rag my brain for any movie ever. That was the worst one ever, John.
Oh, Allie.
You always say that.
There's still two more to go. The worst one so far.
I'm never going to forget the one that you made us do that was movies with twins in them.
The twins. Yeah. But there was like
so hard.
Like legit, there were like four or five like just sitcoms that were that featured twins. If you just named all the sitcoms, you'd have been out of the minimum. But let's not look to the past. Let's look to the future.
We have to.
Okay, so next category. Famous people who appeared as guest stars on the sitcom Friends.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Mark.
Who appeared as themselves or appeared as like a relative or something?
Just appeared. Just famous people who guest starred on an episode or at least one episode of Friends. They didn't have to appear as themselves.
Okay.
I've never seen any of Friends at all.
Really?
Me either. Well, I saw one episode on an airplane.
I tried to watch the first episode once because everyone in the world is obsessed with Friends and I fell asleep.
That was it? You were done?
Well then, man, I really, really hope this is my category.
Save us, Virginia. You're our only hope.
Even if you haven't seen, like, you know some of the people who appeared on it, surely.
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's just get this over with. Start the clock now.
God.
Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yep.
Bruce Willis.
Yep.
And Ashton Kutcher.
Yes.
Aisha Tyler.
Yes.
Paul Rudd.
Yep.
He was on for a while though.
He was.
That guy, I can never remember his name. Hank Azaria. I think he played like Phoebe's ex-boyfriend who moved to Minsk or something. Robert Downey Jr. also played one of her ex-boyfriends. Magnum PI, what's his name?
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm useful.
nice assist there, Rick.
Wasn't that dude that was on Good Omens as Archangel Gabriel in there at some point? Or am I thinking
what's his
Sex
name?
In the City? I don't know.
It
don't
might
know
be Sex
name.
In the City.
Was Sarah Jessica Parker on Friends?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Will Wheaton? He was on like a lot of stuff at that time.
No. Again, not that I'm aware of, or that is appearing on this list. Just so you know, I don't have an intimate knowledge of all Friends on Friends. But I did look at this list before we began.
What's his name? Ron Liebman played Rachel's dad.
Who's that?
He's also
he's an old stand-up.
He's also in Archer. He's the voice actor that played Mallory's new husband. But okay. Clearly you don't know who he is, so probably not like a guest star.
you'd probably know him if you saw him. I know who he is, but that doesn't help.
All right. Weirdly, the alarm didn't go off, but your time is up.
Thank God.
Good job, Virginia.
You are welcome.
Thanks, Virginia.
Well done, Virginia. Somebody owes you a drink later.
I hope it's me.
The one drink you might actually be able to get from someone.
Exactly.
I'm with you. Okay. Last one. Probably last one. Number three. Musical groups whose names include animals. Wait for it. And go.
Three Dog
the
Night.
Monkeys.
The Animals.
Mm-hmm. The Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
The Beastie Boys.
Creative, I'll take it.
Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah.
That's not it. Mom. Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Good one. Shit, I don't have CDs on the counter anymore.
Dead Mouse. Put away.
Sure.
Oh, Dead Mouse. Yeah.
The Animal Kingdom does not just include, you know,
yeah,
pet type animals.
Doesn't include what?
Pet type animals. They can, you know,
eagles. Yeah. The eagles.
Eagles. Uh huh.
Modest Mouse.
Yeah.
I've got mice on the brain.
It seems they're working for you. I think 80s.
World. Who's that band?
Oh, Flock of Seagulls.
Sure. Not the 80s, but I was thinking of it. But yeah, I'll take it.
What's that? The squirrel band? It's,
White Snake.
Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Squirrel Nut
Scorpions.
Zippers.
Scorpions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good job.
Or I should say scorpion, not scorpions.
No, it was scorpions.
Oh, was it?
It was. All right. Much better on that one, guys.
That was a better category.
I mean, they're all fine categories. Let's see. You know what?
I'm relieved, Allie, because I was like, as soon as he said friends, I'm like, I am just going to be the odd man out here. But
nope.
I thought I was the only person in the world that didn't watch that show.
A lot of people didn't watch it.
I should try. Like, I feel like people are still obsessed with it, but like,
I think you would actually like it, Allie.
The one episode
some
I
of it does not hold up well, though.
Was sure. Just not funny.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was uneven at times. I certainly haven't seen every episode. I've probably seen, I don't know, a dozen or two. Probably not two. I've seen several episodes.
I mean, I know the song Smelly Cat for what that's worth.
Oh yeah. Smelly Cat.
Oh, we should have said Josie and the Pussycats. Damn it.
Whitesnake was one of the 80s bands I was thinking of. So.
Oh, I never liked them, so I didn't think of them.
I didn't like them, so I didn't think of them. Wow. Wow. What a worldview. I am going to give you guys an option. I have a fourth category here. I could end Intermission Improv now, and we can go on to round three. Or you can do this again. You can do one more round.
I would like to do it again because we kind of went out with a whimper there.
I thought you went out well.
Yeah, let's do it again. Why not?
Yeah, let's do another one.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to give you half the normal time so you can rack up some bonus points. And I am going to let you peek behind the curtain a bit. I will tell you, since this is a bonus category, these points past the minimum will be divided evenly between you.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
Singular items, as in objects or whatever. Single things that have pluralized names. So even though there might be one thing in your hand, it's called something that sounds like it's plural.
Okay.
Okay.
Begin.
Shorts. Scissors. Pants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Binoculars.
Okay.
Glasses.
Glasses.
Tweezers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Twin? No, that's two things.
Twins.
Oh, that's two things too. Politics?
No, it's not an
Sports?
Object.
Sports?
Not an object.
Yeah.
Objects. Not concepts or events. Objects.
Right.
These are much harder to think of on the clock.
As with everything.
Right?
Tongs?
Yes.
Mm, good one. Whoa.
That was a loud one.
Overcompensating from last time, I guess.
I was holding it closer to
the alarm.
I was holding it close to the mic that time. All right. Good job, everyone. Final stretch. It's everyone's favorite game.
Oh no,
I hate
John.
You. John.
No.
Round three.
Final round.
Science versus fiction.
Fight.
Oh.
Okay.
It's way more tolerable.
I thought you were going to say.
I know.
I dare not even speak its name.
Right?
The Sci-Fi Channel doesn't make as many original films each year as it used to, but it still cranks out a few every now and then. If you've ever been home and stumbled onto one, you're familiar with the quality of film that I'm referring to. A lot of people give those movies flack for not being very good. Here's my chance to see if I could do any better. I'm going to give you the name and a brief synopsis of a Sci-Fi Channel original film, and you tell me if it's actually a Sci-Fi Channel original film, or if it's one that I've just made up. These are going to be assigned, but they'll be assigned with a twist. If it's your question and you get it wrong, no harm, no foul, like any other question, you just don't get the point. The two players to whom the question isn't assigned can wager one of their points if they want to. They can guess on whether or not they think it's real. But if you wager and you get it wrong, you in fact lose a point. And of course, if you get it right, you get a point.
Do you not get a point if you just get it right?
Of course you do.
Oh, okay. So you don't have to wager to get a point?
No.
Okay.
The question will be assigned. If it's assigned to you, you get it right, you get a point. You get it wrong, nothing happens. If it's not assigned to you and you decide to wager, you get it right, you get a point. You get it wrong, you lose a point. Is everyone clear? You never have to wager.
Okay.
You never have to risk a point. But what's life without a little risk? Am I right? Let's start with Rick.
Hey.
Truth or dare? A group of college students rent a haunted house on Halloween, and the spirit inside, the ghost of someone who actually died playing Truth or Dare, forces the group to play the game and answer humiliating truths honestly, or engage in increasingly disturbing and violent dares with dire consequences if they refuse to play.
Real? That sounds familiar. So I'm going to say it's real.
Okay.
I'm going to wager that it is real as well.
Okay. Allie, do you want to bet?
Yeah, I'll wager that it's real.
It is real.
Woohoo!
Woot!
So familiar. I agree with Rick. What's it called?
Truth or Dare.
Oh, it's really called Truth or Dare.
Okay. It really is. Virginia.
Yes.
Raptor Ranch.
Okay, sorry.
A Texas community is overrun with carnivorous dinosaurs when a local scientist manages to recreate them by using bird DNA. Before you know it, along with whatever cattle happen to be left, there are now raptors, a megasaurus, and a T-Rex on this once quiet ranch, terrorizing the locals. Raptor Ranch.
Oh, man. I will say it's not real.
Okay. Allie, do you want to bet?
I'm going to bet that it is real.
Okay. Rick, do you want to bet?
I abstain.
It is real.
Ah! I wondered what those raptors were doing outside earlier.
See, I was inclined to say it wasn't real because I didn't think anyone that wrote for sci-fi knew that raptor meant bird. And I thought you were giving them more credit than they deserved. But then I realized I think that's going out on a limb.
Much a hater. Allie.
Yeah.
Blast Vegas. The frat brothers are having a great time on their Vegas vacation until one of them steals an ancient sword and releases an ancient curse, unleashing a massive sandstorm that moves down the strip, threatening to destroy all of the landmarks if they can't break the spell. And, you know, kill a bunch of people too, but also the landmarks.
I'm gonna say I really want it to be real, but I don't think it is real.
That's not an answer. Are you saying it's real or not?
I'm saying it's not real.
Okay. Rick, do you want to bet?
Yeah, I agree. It's not real.
Okay. Virginia, do you want to bet?
I do not want to bet.
It is real.
Damn it.
Rick, back to you.
Woo!
House of Bones. A psychic and her team of TV ghost hunters get more than they bargained for when they go to investigate a haunted house. But upon their arrival, discover that the house itself is sentient and begins to kill off members of the cast and crew one by one.
It could so be, but I'm going to say it's not real.
Okay. Virginia.
I would like to wager that it's real.
Allie.
What was the name of the movie again?
House of Bones.
I'm going to abstain.
That's real.
Damn it.
Yes.
Okay. Virginia.
Yes.
Siren Song. And you should know that song has three S's. Siren Song.
There's like an three S's in between siren and song.
The word song starts with three S's.
Okay.
Siren Song.
Okay.
An ancient creature from the depths of the Bermuda Triangle begins luring sailors to their doom after her once tranquil home has become part of the regular route for a cruise ship company. She looks like a beautiful woman slash mermaid until it's time to strike, when she reveals her snake-like hair and renders her victims unable to move. That's the part.
Yeah, I figured that there was going to be a snake element.
Just snaky hair.
Man, the Sci-Fi Channel does love their Bermuda Triangle stuff. I will say it's
certainly do.
I will say it's real.
Okay. Allie.
It's not real. There's no way.
You're wagering not real.
I'm wagering not real.
Rick.
I am not wagering.
It's a very cautious crowd tonight. It is not real.
Ah, damn it.
Well, first of all, the snake hair is Medusa, who is a Gorgon.
Yeah.
And a Gorgon and a Siren are different things.
I know. Is that your issue with sci-fi? That's your problem? That they didn't stick to the lore?
I know that cannot be real. No one would do that.
I would absolutely do that.
I almost
put in there. It's a hybrid of, but I was like, yes, I don't want to make it too long.
Also the three S's. I don't know, man.
You know what?
It's like Bermuda Triangle, sharks, tornadoes, or any combination thereof. That's a lock for sci-fi.
Although
the channel, not the genre.
When you were a kid, were you like unreasonably worried about the Bermuda Triangle? Because
yes,
I saw a meme about that the other day and I was like, God, that's true. Like, I remember like being worried about the Bermuda Triangle.
Bermuda Triangle, quicksand.
Yes, quicksand.
If I ever was going to get in a fight, like with a bunch of people, you could just clunk their heads together and take them both out.
and drugs and Halloween candy.
Yeah.
That's so expensive. Who would think that, like, who's going to spend their hard-earned cash for drugs and then give them away for free to children?
I know you might not realize how much you're incriminating yourself right now, but it's a lot.
So the one way that I could
actually... I'm speaking hypothetically. There are legal states in this country.
For the record, we haven't finished the game.
Sorry.
Last one. And this is Allie.
Okay.
Dracano.
Okay. Spell that.
Dracano. Okay. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Dracano.
Okay.
A volcanic eruption releases ancient dragons out into the world, and it's not the first time. Usually, the military is able to take the dragons out and create a cover story, but the eruptions across the globe are becoming more frequent, and the dragons are getting harder to contain. All signs indicate that an all-out dragon apocalypse might be on the way.
Oh, that's real. I'm going with real.
You sound very excited about it.
I want to watch it.
Rick.
I thought you were going to say it was a volcano of vampires.
I did too. Dracula.
That doesn't make any sense. Vampires can't take the heat.
Shut up.
Next thing you tell me, I'm going to mix a Gorgon and a mermaid? Come on.
I'm going to go ahead and yeah. It's real.
You're wagering that it's real?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I will say it's not real.
That is real.
Ah, damn.
Have you seen these movies?
I've seen none of these movies.
Oh.
Unless you count Siren Song when it played in my head, but no. I look up the description, then I rewrite them in my own words, so they all sound like me. That went, honestly, if I'm being 100% honest, that didn't go as well as I thought it would. That because I only made up, usually I mix in about half made up, half real. I only made up one of those.
That's why I, whatever my last one was, I said fake because you hadn't done any fake ones yet. And
we had was a kind fake of one.
Trying to play
the
odds.
Yeah, there was a fake one.
There was one.
Siren Song was the only fake one. That was the only one. Yes, I count on you playing the odds.
Yeah, I know.
Mind radiating. I know your thoughts.
And I pity you for that.
Okay. 1 second. Let me total up the points here. Oh, let me. That includes subtracting some points here. Wow. Okay. Okay. Final scores. Virginia, mm-hmm. 17 points.
Nice.
Okay. Allie, 21 points.
Oh, whoa.
Rick, 15 points.
Mm-hmm.
How?
I don't know. Oh, okay. So.
Oh, yeah. Did Allie get the friends points?
Movies whose title include one of the five senses was Rick. Famous people who appeared on Friends was Virginia. Musical groups whose name include animals was Allie. So she did get a few from that. But also, her she wagered well. I think she only lost
one. Oh, true, yeah.
She got a couple of points, and so I think she only lost one.
I lost Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Yeah. I thought that sounded really expensive to film. Like, it's on the Las Vegas Strip, and there's a giant sandstorm. Like,
sandstorms are cheap computer graphics, and I'm assuming it's all green screen. That starred, who's the dude from Malcolm in the Middle? The kid from Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, Frankie Muniz.
Frankie Muniz, yep.
I had a girlfriend in high school who had such a crush on him.
Dracano starred Corin Nemec.
Who?
Oh.
You'll know him if you saw him.
He was
Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
Parker Lewis, yeah. And he was also on Stargate for a season.
Yeah. Oh, he was also in the Stand.
How do you spell Nemec?
N-E-M-E-C. But once again, let's wrap up before we go down into rabbit holes. Blast Vegas. Allie.
Yes.
Congratulations on your win.
Yay.
Thank you.
If you are so inclined, take this moment to bask in your glory and pitch, plug, promote, whatever you like.
You can catch me on Instagram at Alexandra Sows. That's at AlexandraSews. I make all sorts of things, but mostly clothing.
Yes. Virginia.
You can find me here on the Infinite Potato Alliance Network. I co-host a show called Wait You've Never Seen, where right now we're talking about Doctor Who in River Song's timeline order. Oh, and also get your flu shot, because I got my flu shot today.
Oh. Okay.
And Rick.
You can find me right here on the network on That Star Trek Podcast and Moon Show.
Moon Show.
Thank you. Moon Show.
For the month of October, I am putting out myself reading one spooky story every week. So far, I have put out H.P. Lovecraft's In the Vault. And coming up this week as we record, if this comes out in October, will be The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe.
Are you throwing shade at John?
No.
It will probably come out in October.
Right. Although they'll still be available after October if you want to listen to them. I'm not deleting them after, but yeah.
As for me, you can find other episodes of Captain Game Show, presumably wherever you found this episode of Captain Game Show. Please like it, subscribe to it, share it, comment on it, on whatever social media you hold most dear. There is a season-long game called The Hidden Game that I do every year. This year's game started with the first episode of the season. This is season 5. The Quantum Game Show. And the end of the season is always the final clue of the hidden game. Play along if you like. The last clue will tell you where to look for the previous clues and help you decipher them. I think that just about wraps up this episode.
Okay, Siren.
All right, well, you know what? If luring unsuspecting listeners onto my podcast is wrong, I don't want to be right. Boom, full circle. Thanks, everyone. Catch you next time on Captain Game Show.
You are too goddamn much.
Oh, boy.
Such a joy every time.
After credit bonus scene.
Yeah, I wouldn't say, you know, if you were asking what should I watch, go for that. But if you you saying you are watching it, it was fun. It was unobjectionable.
I feel like for people who
don't watch the sequel,
obsessed with their pets, it's like that makes it extra good.
Yeah, the first one was good. The second one was less good.
Okay, so maybe don't watch the second one.
You don't need the second one.
It's like Sing. The first one is actually pretty fun.
The second Sing was okay.
Was it?
Yeah, it wasn't as good as the first one, but it was okay.
Just you didn't watch like it. More of the same.
It was more of the same.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It was still pretty good. Better than Secret Life of Pets 2.
After credit bonus scene.
This phrase is used when it is believed that someone with intimate knowledge of a location was involved in crime. I'll try again. This phrase is used when it's believed that someone with an intimate location was in. One more time.
After credit bonus scene.
I think Foosball is a really frustrating game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the things never work right.
Or you get that one guy playing who just keeps spinning the thing at 400 RPM and knocking the ball into the next room.
Mm-hmm. All right. Or like people who are really intense about it, and it's like, I appreciate that this is apparently your thing.
After credit bonus scene.
Your first category, movies whose title includes one of the three senses. And
wait, one of the three?
I'm sorry. Forget that. Five senses.
It's like, which three?
The best three. No, sorry.
After credit bonus scene.
You guys did well on the pluralized things too.
The movie with senses, that was rough, though.
Yeah, that one was hard. We were still thrown off by the three senses.
Yeah. Okay, so I apologize for that. I was scanning it as I was reading it, and the minimum for that was three.
I figured as much, but I was afraid to say it, because I figured you'd change it if I said it.
I probably would have.
After credit bonus scene.
I think that just about wraps up this episode.
Okay, Siren.
Thank you, everyone, for allowing yourselves to fall into the Bermuda Triangle-like folly that is Captain Games. I don't like that. Well, I do like it. I didn't do it well. Mess up and call me Siren. I'm like, oh, you think I'm pretty?
Don't get it twisted. This rap shit is mine, motherfuckers. A f***ing game. What you heard? It's what you hearing. It's what you hearing. Listen. It's what you hearing. Listen. It's what you hearing. Listen. X gon' give it to ya. Wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to you. Knock, knock, open up the door, it's real. With the non-stop pop out, I'm stainless steel. Go hard getting
not do it again. Cause yeah. I am life, so I got to win. Break bread with the enemy. No matter how many cats I break bread with, I break who you send to me. Yeah. You motherfuckers never want to know what your life saved. Demo. That's on a life day, I'm getting down. Like it said freeze. But won't be the one ending up on his knees. Woo. Please. If the only thing you cats did was came out to play,